Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we share our expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit a question for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete archive of this podcast, as well as our Erotic Mastery online courses. Our online courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace, and we offer courses on everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery. So there's something for everyone, no matter where you are in your erotic journey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about sex during pregnancy. We get a lot of questions about sex during pregnancy. What's the normal range of horniness for pregnant women? Am I going to hurt the baby if I penetrate too deeply? What is up with sex during pregnancy? So we are going to cover it from a sex advice point of view, not from a doctor's point of view. And that's really important for us to remind you of. We are not medically trained. So if you have medical questions, we're always going to encourage you to talk to your healthcare practitioners. But for advice on how to have an amazing sex life during pregnancy or any other time of your life, we're the ladies for you. All right, so sex during pregnancy, what is up with it? I'm going to defer getting started to Miss Charlotte, who was recently pregnant about 2 years ago. She was pregnant with our daughter, who is now just over a year old. So what's the deal? How did you feel during pregnancy? What did you hear from other pregnant ladies? Get us started.
There really is just such an enormous range of what is normal and what people experience. Everything from people just feeling so all consumed with what's happening with the pregnancy that thinking about sex is just the furthest thing from their mind, to people who just cannot get enough because they just feel so horny. So everything is okay and everything is normal. I personally had really bad heartburn, and there was often a range of about 10 minutes where I felt like something was possible, and the rest of the time I was like somewhat uncomfortable. So it was really about finding the right moments and communicating when the moments were right and seeing if the partner, you, were in the mood. It's really, so there's a lot of negotiation and figuring it out and being flexible because your body's changing so much and how you're feeling is changing so much. So it's really a time for creativity and flexibility and openness with just being okay with what is.
Right, so I think that's the first big thing is the hormonal changes and the physical changes that are happening are so widely varied woman to woman. The symptoms people feel from morning sickness, which you didn't have any morning sickness or nausea,
right,
but you did have heartburn, which was super distracting. And this is going to vary so widely that you really just need to, in your personal experience of your pregnancy, be real with yourself and what you're feeling and communicate that to your partner. Because we did have friends who said that they had never been hornier in their lives than when they were pregnant. And even with morning sickness, they found themselves to be little horn dogs. And that will not be true for everyone. So that's the first thing is symptom management and knowing that that changes like week to week. So what's normal 1 week will change dramatically over the course of your pregnancy. And as your partner, I found that it was really important for me to drop all expectations and check in with you daily, really, about how you're feeling, what your reality was, and how I could serve you. And I think this brings us to another point, is this idea of service and devotion to the pregnant body. Because as your partner in the pregnancy, while my body wasn't changing, what was changing is how I needed to be of service to you. And I really took it on as my job to spend all of my energy, because I wasn't growing a human body in my womb, right? Like I didn't have to devote my physical and emotional energy to that. So what I could devote it to was you. And so I made it my project to check in with you every day, see how you were feeling, and see how I could serve you, whether that was preparing really nourishing, nutrient-dense foods because I needed to feed you and our growing baby, or it was gathering up supplies and preparing our home for the upcoming arrival, or maybe it was back massage or hand massage, or just lying with you and relaxing and breathing. Whatever it was you needed, that's what I devoted myself to you. And if you had said, I need to be fucked wildly, I would have been there for you. But that's not what you needed. And I think this especially, I want to say this to the guys out there, putting your own needs aside and focusing on devoting your energy to the needs of your partner is a really dramatic step for a lot of men. And this doesn't mean your own needs disappear. It means you need to deal with them separately. And maybe that's having a discussion about, I'm going to be masturbating a lot more. I'm going to be watching porn because that's how I'm going to fulfill my own sexual needs while I take care of you. But really coming at it with this mindset of your partner who's growing a baby is devoting all of her life force energy into this pregnancy. And out of respect for that, you devote your life force energy to her. And it becomes this circuit. And it's also a beautiful way to participate in the pregnancy and not feel as distant from the process. Because if you're serving her and she's serving the pregnancy, it becomes this beautiful flow of energy within your family unit, whatever that looks like for you.
That's really beautiful. Because it is the beginning of a family unit and the priority being taking care of the family.
When two becomes three. And this is assuming it's your first pregnancy. I think this is equally true for subsequent pregnancies. But I think a lot of people mostly have questions in that first round when it's all new.
Having conversations about the partner's needs is so important because you don't know how it will be once the baby is present. This is sort of a conversation within pregnancy and for beyond of how does the partner, the non-birth partner, have an experience of sexuality while the person who's pregnant may or may not be available or interested. Being able to talk freely about this is so important. So this can look like perhaps the pregnant person is interested in offering hand jobs or blow jobs. They could masturbate in the same room and be watched, or maybe it's just becomes a separate thing and masturbation is something that the partner is doing on their own and with the pregnant person's blessing, like, please just go do your thing. I just can't be a part of it right now. I love you. I want you to experience pleasure. I'm
focused.
And
it may be vice versa. Maybe the pregnant woman is super horny and the partner's not into it. And so she gets permission to masturbate as much as she wants.
Using toys or not. Again, some women have been concerned. Like, I wanted to like really get deep in there. My partner didn't want to, was nervous. Use toys. Just clean them really well. Just make sure they're like
good
sanitary.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right, but so I think what you're pointing at is that there's the couple's erotic life together, and then there's the individual sex lives, and during pregnancy, and this is true all the time, I think, but during pregnancy more true, that their needs might not match up. And giving one another permission to take care of those needs in a way that is authentic to the relationship is important, so there's no sneaking around or feeling guilty or feeling like, oh, I've got to sneak off and masturbate and watch porn and hope she doesn't catch me. You need to give each other permission to get your needs met so then you can be a strong unit together. Is that the conclusion?
I think that's the conclusion. And some women will have reactions because we know that there are a lot of hormones going on. Please be tactful about when you try and have those conversations. Know that it still might be emotional, but it's still important to have. I think.
Yeah. And another question we get is eroticizing the pregnant body, because I never found you more beautiful than when you were super pregnant. All of your curves are emphasized, your boobs got even bigger, and you were just glowing with this amazing life energy, like you were radiant and amazing. And yet, some women feel really reluctant about their growing body. So can you talk a little bit about that, about how you embodied your pregnancy and what it meant for me to tell you how beautiful you were and how someone resists that? Like, what is that dynamic like?
I think it's so important to verbally appreciate the pregnant woman's body, if that's authentic for you. It really was helpful and lovely to hear how beautiful you felt like I was as my body was changing and growing. And I felt like I felt that independently, but I think that it's a really beautiful thing to be honored and appreciated in this completely different state. Because our culture is so obsessed with bigness being equaling ugliness. And so as women get bigger, I think it's helpful for people to hear that they look beautiful.
And yet some women say, oh, I feel like a cow, or I feel like a whale, and I hate my pregnant body and all the stretch marks. And they don't appreciate their own pregnant body. And so when their partner eroticizes it, it feels kind of alienating. What would you say to partners of women who are not enjoying their pregnant body?
I think you have to just try and really appreciate and honor your pregnant body. I think you're growing a human life. It's a miracle. And to be present to the glory and phenomenal experience that your body's getting to have, and to really look at yourself in the mirror and to try and enjoy what you see. Yes, there might be a little bit more fat happening. Yes, there might be some stretch marks happening. I think maybe instead of seeing a whale or a cow, see a beautiful pregnant woman. I think those are this idea that big is bad. Uh-huh. And yes, your body's getting bigger, but it's growing life. And it's getting bigger because it's feeding this body. And it's preparing your body so that you can continue to take care of it if you choose to breastfeed. Those are all, I don't know, it's just, I think it's recontextualizing the largeness as a valuable, powerful, feminine, womanly experience of being pregnant.
Well, and I would say if the partner is finding the pregnant body erotic and sexy, and the pregnant woman is not, you can have a conversation and come up with a vocabulary that feels comfortable for both of you. So maybe instead of saying, oh, you look so sexy being pregnant today, you can say you look so strong and powerful, or I really respect your body for what it's doing. You can come up with a language that doesn't emphasize the erotic if that's not feeling comfortable for the pregnant woman to receive. And this, again, is about that personalization of this experience. Some women will feel never sexier than when they're in their pregnant state, and other women will feel really distant from their sexuality. And I think you need to honor her experience of the body that she's in and support her in all of those rapid changes and in the intense process of pregnancy while appreciating it. So whether that's language of sexiness or language of strength, or language of change, or language of thank you for carrying our child, I really appreciate it. Whatever that language is, build in a positive language about the body, whether or not that is sexualized. Does that make sense?
I think that's a great point, because you can be appreciating the beauty without sexualizing. Yes. Sorry, repeating what you're saying, because I think it's such a good point. Because I felt really beautiful and really, I loved my curves, and you told me about my curves and reflected that back to me, and I really appreciated that. And I was really enjoying the sensuality of life in that time, but I didn't actually feel sexual. Uh-huh. Which is interesting, as somebody who loves sex, in that time I felt more just
fertile.
Yeah, really. I was in the womanliness, and but I didn't feel like my sexuality felt so. I felt so aware of this baby. I felt so aware of this baby's energy that it felt like there was a little. It felt confusing to me to like presence my sexuality. Like I already felt like this baby was with me, and so it was sort of confronting to try and have sex while this baby was with us. Like it just felt a bit wrong, or a bit just not what I was comfortable with.
Okay, so this is a next point that's really important, is having sex while pregnant, because a lot of partners freak out that they're going to like bump the baby's head with their penis if they fuck vaginally, or if they fuck too hard, will they injure the baby? And the answer to that medically is you're not going to hurt the baby if you're having penetrative sex of any kind.
Some people think you may be helping because of all the hormones that you're getting going for the woman, and
the uterine contractions are good for the baby, brings new blood to the area, orgasms are healthy, all good stuff. Pleasure is important during pregnancy in any form, whether that's orgasms or taking nice long baths or whatever it feels to you to bring pleasure into the body, super important. That's another topic for conversation. But this question of having sex during the pregnancy, some women will want it and their partners will be hesitant. And I used to really demonize that, like, how could men feel like fucking their pregnant woman was wrong? Like, rah, rah, rah. And yet, as you said, we both felt the presence of our baby really strongly. And that became a form of cognitive dissonance for us of having sex and getting really horny in the presence of this baby. And for both of us, that didn't really feel authentic and it didn't feel right. So what we did is we spent all that time being really affectionate.
Yeah, loving.
And loving and just really grateful, because for us, getting pregnant was a journey. We're two women, do the math.
But it was a process.
It was a process. We really wanted it. Years. And once this baby was with us, we were just like in this love bubble.
Yeah.
And so I think I found more compassion for men who, it wasn't about the Madonna whore complex. It wasn't about, I didn't want to fuck you because you were pregnant or you were bigger or all of those things. It was, I didn't want to fuck in the presence of this baby. And so again, this is a conversation you're going to have, because I don't think there's anything morally or ethically wrong about having sex while pregnant. No. I don't think it's weird for the baby in any way. I don't think it's like having sex in front of a child. The baby's in there. They're happy. If the mom's happy, like, that's really what it's about. And yet, there's this very real effect of having sex with the presence of a growing baby in bed with you. We felt like we were three very early on. And some other people won't feel that presence of a child until it's in their arms, out in the world, breathing air. And so again, have that conversation and be really specific, because if you reject having sex with your pregnant partner, a lot of women will translate that into personal rejection of them and their changing body. But if it's really more about feeling strange about having sex around the pregnancy and around the baby and not about her, you need to be very specific about that and talk about that so it doesn't register as a personal rejection.
That's really important.
It's, yeah, complicated.
It's really complicated. And it was really surprising. I think we were really surprised at how we felt and how it was different than maybe what we would have expected. And this is sort of preparing you for a child, for being parents, that you, right, just have to roll with flexibility and being present to what is and being okay with it and then trying to get everyone's needs met and desires. We, as you said, you know how much we love massage. So we focused so much on you giving me massage, me giving you massage, even, yeah, getting in certain positions and being able to give you touch. And so we felt very connected and very loving. And there are ways to do that through touch, through affection, through intention that isn't about penetrative intercourse.
Right.
And that can be really important. So as we were saying, we absolutely loved including massage in our pregnancy, the hip, the butt,
lower back, super important.
So essential every day. I was just like, please, can you rub my body? But it's really important not to massage the feet. This is one of those health warnings. Do not massage pregnant women's feet.
There are trigger points that can contract the uterus in ways that might induce labor too early. There are points that you don't want to hit because they might induce labor too early. Probably it's not going to be a big deal, but just as a general precaution, avoid massaging the feet during pregnancy. But, the hips, the lower back,
the sacrum,
all so important to massage. Not only good to massage, but important for the shifting body. And it also is really useful during labor itself. I gave you like 9 hours straight of massage.
No, it was 13.
Oh, 13 hours of massage.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Yes, if you can learn massage to help for during pregnancy, I mean, and during birth, I mean, you are just a hero forever. That was epic and beautiful.
And part of what allowed you to have a really beautiful labor, but that's another topic for, yeah, another show.
It's true.
So massage, super important. Follow her lead about what she's craving, but that affectionate touch is essential.
Yeah.
And having conversations that this is a temporary state in our relationship. We've now been together 8 years, and just like we've had many stages in our past of different kinds of sexual expression, we are totally acknowledging that this is a temporary state. We don't know how long it's going to last. We are committed to each other for the long term, and therefore we can agree to shift our relationship away from the sexual into the affectionate for this period of time because we have this shared goal. And having that conversation out loud made it feel less scary that, oh my God, we're never gonna have sex again, we're becoming young parents, it's going to be forever, our sex life is doomed. All of those narratives around sex and parenting that come up need to be confronted because you are going into this period of change. And if you know that it's temporary, it feels like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, we're going to have a sex life again. We're committed to that. We're going to bounce back. We don't know how long that's going to take, but we'll get there. And if we stay connected and stay affectionate, our sex life will be there waiting for us. And that's really different than feeling resentment and feeling rejection and all of these emotions that can come up if you're not talking about it. And so I think this is the theme that's coming up here, is that you have to talk about all of these changes as you're negotiating what your sex life looks like as soon as you find out you're pregnant. Everything changes. If you don't talk about it and actively plan and come up with solutions and acknowledge the changes that are happening, you're going to both silently develop these fears and resentments that can then simmer into a sexless marriage. And can simmer into, well, you didn't want to touch me when I was pregnant, like these kind of bitter resentments that may or may not be based on what the other partner was actually authentically feeling. There can be a lot of projection and fear and worry and anxiety, which is already there with a pregnancy anyway, right? Like, anxiety peaks during pregnancy. There's all of these new concerns and all of these fears and worries about what the future might hold. And when that gets starting to project onto your sex life and onto your emotional life together, it can get very toxic. So our biggest advice here about sex during pregnancy is talk about it. Acknowledge the changes. Really check in about how you were both feeling about the changing body, about your changing family, about your additional responsibilities, about the presence of this third being that's now with you, even from the earliest days. Like, are you both feeling that? How is that feeling to you to have a third person in bed with you? Even if it's tucked neatly inside the womb and is the size of an avocado, it's still a human being and it's still in there and has a consciousness and a presence. At least that's what we found our experience to be. And with those conversations, you can stay connected as a couple. And that means your affection will still be there. You can support one another. You can, like, have this whole experience together as a physical, emotional, sexual, erotic experience, whether or not you're fucking. I think that's the other piece here, is that it's an erotic experience to bring a life into this world together. Whether or not it's yours biologically, by the way, like, I felt super involved and super deeply connected to this being, even though I had nothing to do with it biologically. I just pushed the plunger. And, you know, was very much involved in the insemination process, if we're getting personal here. But it wasn't mine biologically. And that's another beautiful piece here, is this family as a humans is not really about biology. It's about support and connection and kinship. But I digress. What were we talking about? Sex? Kinship?
I think that one of the best pieces of advice we got going into pregnancy was go see tons of movies together, which is sort of random, but it was such good advice. We went on so many movie dates.
Dates of all kinds.
We went on all kinds of dates. We just spent so much time together, just talking and being together and hanging out and loving each other and touching, and that felt so valuable because the focus is on a baby for the first however long, for ages. And so to have had that kind of stored amount of date time really, I think, sustained us. Right. So we went to so many movies, and I've been to one movie in the last 16 months. And so I really appreciated having that time together.
So you're saying really focus on being a couple, being really loving.
Before you're focused on the baby. And, right. Then it's about a family culture and you have to really create and craft time to be a couple once the baby is present.
Right. So whatever sex during pregnancy looks like to you, it might mean tons of sex. As we said, we had friends who just wanted to be fucked day in and day out and loved it and up until the point they were giving birth. They were dick hungry. And there are things like, having sex helps bring on labor.
Having penetrative intercourse with semen is what you mean in that moment.
Well, no, actually any sex because the contractions of the orgasm.
Okay.
The semen itself has a hormone that can induce labor. That's a bonus. But any kind of sex and nipple stimulation can be used to induce labor. So nature is on sex side during pregnancy. but some women just don't feel it. Don't want to have any sort of actual penetrative sex, but are really hungry for touch and loving affection. And that counts. It's just as important. And some women feel super sexy and erotic in their bodies. Others don't. And these personalized experiences is what pregnancy is all about. Every woman has her own journey. And as a partner to a pregnant woman, your job is to dedicate your love and attention and affection to supporting her journey, whatever that looks like. And taking care of your own needs on the side through masturbation, through watching porn, whatever that looks like for you, so you're not feeling resentful. But really focusing your life force energy on being a couple, strengthening your bond, and doing whatever it takes to support her physical journey as she grows the baby. If you have any questions about sex during pregnancy, be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com, and we will do our best to serve you. And one of the most important things for us during pregnancy was massage. And massage is amazing at all points in your relationship. And so definitely check out our Couples Massage Mastery online course if you want to learn how to massage your lover with the skill of a pro. You'll find that over at pleasuremechanics.com along with all of our other courses. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.